Is the Northern Panhandle experiencing an economic rebirth? There's more than one resident who thinks so and is working towards the goal of seeing every abandoned factory that lines the Ohio River Valley repurposed. 53-year-old Patrick Ford has vivid memories of growing up in rural Bueller, Kansas. He remembers seeing family farms become obsolete with the rise of corporate farms. It was an economic shift that happened fast. He remembers as a kid, for fun, walking through abandoned homes.
TV would still be there. Photo albums. I mean, there was one where the spectacles that this old man wore was still on the table. How do you tell your son and your daughter that we can't farm anymore and we gotta move, when they've been farming for generations?
Ford says that scene of an abandoned life is burned into his memory. It shocked him as a young man that no one planned for the economic shift. There was no transition. That's part of what motivates his work today. For the past 7 years, Ford has been the executive director of the Business Development Corporation of the Northern Panhandle. The mission of the private nonprofit is to foster a diverse economy in Brook and Hancock counties. Ford says he's part of a renaissance in the Northern Panhandle. He sat with me in his office building in Weirton in front of a whiteboard that lists some 30 priority projects his organization is focused on, ranging from helping a small bakery open its doors to repurposing the former pottery plant, Taylor, Smith, and Taylor. Ford says it's his goal to see new businesses taking over the abandoned mills that line the Ohio River Valley. And he says he's not alone.
Every single day I get up, I know that there's someone in the city of Charleston, at the West Virginia Economic Development Authority, the West Virginia Development Office, the Governor's Office, the Secretary of Commerce. I know the Benenum Foundation and Northern West Virginia Brownfields Assistance Center. I know the Hancock County Commission, the Brook County Commission, the mayors. I know now everybody is waking up with that on their mind right now. Now, I don't know if that's like that for the entire state, but I sure the hell know that it's happening right here, because every one of those people are plugged in to what's happening right here, and that gives this whole community hope.
Ford ultimately wants to attract big business. He wants to revitalize the industrial age in the valley. Ford remembers 5 years ago when his organization landed a $250,000 grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration to prepare an economic adjustment strategy. After considering the assets of the region, like location, workforce, and existing infrastructure, consultants indicated that the valley was ripe for 5 business clusters: chemical, energy, metal, transportation, and healthcare.
When we got that message 5 years ago, we thought, yeah, great. Here's the $200,000, and thank you for the recommendation. But you know what? You paid for that, and so you got to blindly believe and just, okay, this is what they said we needed to do. This is the who we need to go after. Let's do it.
No sooner had they received these recommendations than the shale gas boom started. Ford says it was a lucky break that played right into the region's hands. And he isn't dissuaded by the lull in that sector we've witnessed over the last year. He says revitalization is happening regardless and will continue to happen because there's a more diversified approach to economic redevelopment. But the challenge his organization and others like it face now is securing the flat land that lines the Ohio River Valley. Ford says mostly we're talking about abandoned, contaminated mills, brownfields. It's challenging and expensive to acquire and clean sites, but that's exactly what the Business Development Corporation is focused on.
You know, you look at the numbers, and we've got $40 million a year investment coming in over the past 4 years, and we're the two smallest counties in the state of West Virginia. You know, that tells me one thing. We might be small, but we're fighters, and we're going to make a difference, and we have as a community.
Ford and the Business Development Corporation of the Northern Panhandle are working with many community groups, local banks, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and a few other groups to secure the grants and loans necessary to tackle the blight and work towards economic rebirth. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Weirton.